Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back in our podcast, Before Seeing the Doctor. I am Deborah Neen. Thank you for tuning in. I am so glad. I hope you're doing great. Today is Monday, the 23rd, and I guess we are heading towards the Thanksgiving. How do you feel about it? Are you happy? Are you excited? I understand the corona has taken a toll on families. People are separated from continents to continents, but I hope that you have your beloved ones close to you, that you can celebrate this holiday with them. Talking about the holidays and food, because Thanksgiving is all about that table full of food, including the turkey. Some people cannot really enjoy food because of some health issues, and today I will be discussing and talking about the gluten that is found in most food. Lately, it has become a hype to go gluten-free based on little or no evidence other than testimonials in the media. People have been switching to gluten-free diets to lose weight, boost energy, treat autism, or generally just feel healthier. But gluten-free products are expensive. So is it necessary, or who exactly needs to avoid gluten? And as you're going towards Thanksgiving, what should you look out for if you're on a gluten-free diet, or should you even start the gluten-free diet? And I believe this episode is going to be so informative and helpful to you. Before we get started, let's listen to the words that our sponsors have to say. Then we will jump right into it. Stay tuned. Chia seeds has been known in stabilizing blood sugar, muscle building, weight loss, boosting metabolism, strengthening the bones and immunity, as well as slowing the aging signs, leaving your skin looking radiant, glowing and healthy, all because of its antioxidant property, anti-inflammatory properties, its rich in fiber, calcium, magnesium, iron and other minerals. While Zanchi chia seeds sells them at a very reasonable price, they still give you chia seeds that are GMO free, organic, gluten free, vegan and raw. Check them on their Instagram page. They go by the name ZANCI.chiaseed. I repeat, ZANCI.chiaseed. You can thank me later. You now can shop for your groceries on an application called Snoonu. What Snoonu offers you is selection of so many grocery stores. You just pick and they will deliver it to you. Once you use my code NIN30, I repeat NIN30, then you get a delivery fee off and you maximize your chances to win up to 20,000 Qatari Riyal. So, what's gluten to begin with? Gluten is a family of protein that coats certain grains. The grains like wheat, rye, and barley. And yeah, you might not be able to recognize these in food, but you can find gluten in foods like cakes, cookies, cereals, muffin, tarts, the breads, brown rice syrup, canned baked beans, candy even. Chewing gums, hydrolyzed plants, You can find this in cream sauce foods, the flavored tofus, even in French fries, pickles, salad dressings, hot dogs, the soup stock, the veggie meat, even in the envelope, the glue around the envelope. You can find gluten also in tea bags. Over the years, gluten-free diet has gained popularity and so many people are going gluten-free. But some just do it as a trend and some do it because gluten has certain implications on their health. So who should avoid gluten? These three categories are necessary to avoid gluten, and that's celiac disease, the gluten sensitivity, and wheat allergy. Celiac disease. This is a very new disease. Not that it never existed before, but there was no diagnosis pinned on it. People kept confusing it with other things than what it actually is. Thanks to the researchers and people who were suffering and demanded for answers, and now we do have a name for it. What makes it different from everything else is that it is an autoimmune disease. I'm sure you've heard this terminology because recently there have been so many autoimmune diseases discovered. What autoimmune means is that your immune system attacks itself. And in this case, it does attack the villi. Villi is a coiled-like structure with like hair, you know, the brush you use to comb your hair with, attached to this coiled-like structure in your intestine. I'm just trying to say that so you can have a picture in your head. So this structure, villi, is responsible for digesting and absorbing the food into the bloodstream. And if this villi is unhealthy or it's defected, that means it does disrupt the digestion and absorption process. What happens when you have the celiac disease? The villi is attacked and that structure is gone. It becomes flat. There's no spiral-like or coiled-like structure which is responsible for digestion. And because of this, people experience anemia, irritability, weight loss, stomach pain, and a lot of GI complications. How can you put a diagnosis to this is by doing a biopsy of your small intestine, the endoscopy to see the villi structure, do a blood test for gluten antibodies, and if you have a first degree relative who's positive for this disease, it could also put high chances of having this diagnosis on you or on a patient or someone you know. The symptoms of the celiac disease specifically are anemia, because you're not getting all the nutrients from whatever you're eating. And you can have dental and bones disorders, mouth sores, skin rash, and tingling of the legs and feet. But in a specific way, you can have mucus in the stool. But you can have shared symptoms with other diseases like bloating, constipation, diarrhea, flatulences, and muscle cramps. This doesn't necessarily mean it's celiac disease, but combined together, it would make sense and help to give the diagnosis. Gluten sensitivity has similar symptoms, but there is no villi damage. There is no gluten antibodies. And so you can do the exclusion diagnosis where you rule out other possibilities. And if other possibilities are not there, then you say, okay, that means it's a gluten sensitivity. The symptoms are abdominal pain, anemia, depression, diarrhea, emphysema, fatigue, headache, and joint pain. For people with wheat allergy, they happen to have almost immediate reaction to wheat in less than 2 hours. It can also be extreme and fatal, but in most cases, it's moderate. It's okay. It's an allergy. Like, you know, allergy in most cases, once you eat food, immediately you'll see the symptoms or the reaction. And so in this case, The diagnosis for this is to do the skin prick test and a blood test. The symptoms for wheat allergy is diarrhea, hives, nausea, rashes, sneezing, swelling of the throat, which can be really bad. Yes, so these are the three groups of the diagnosis that if someone has one of these, then they should definitely avoid gluten. Even though it's a group of proteins in the grains, still, gluten can be really bad for someone facing these conditions. So you're diagnosed with these conditions and you're thinking what to eat. I will give you a few recommendations. Look out for certified gluten-free oats for your breakfast and smoothies and for baking and everything else. Try and buy the brown and wild rice. You can eat quinoa and millet and buckwheat, nut, corn, sorghum. All of these are gluten-free. Also, fruits and vegetables are safe for you. Plant-based proteins, beans, nuts, as I said, the seeds, lean meats, poultry and fish. Also, dairy if you can tolerate that. However, let me warn you that once you are withdrawing from gluten, you can have symptoms again. It's not going to be always easy or always pleasant. And this is why you need a person to coach you through it and help you understand the extents of this. Since I'm a health coach, I'm going to give you a few tips on what you should be expecting. You will have the normal withdrawal symptoms. Like for people who are trying to get out of drugs or out of smoking, they have these symptoms. You might be feeling the similar symptoms. How can you ensure smooth transitioning? Try and drink as much. Hydrate yourself. The sea salt water, drink that. Magnesium, at least 1,200 milligrams twice a day. Take lots of probiotics. Take iodine, vitamin D, omega-3 fatty acids, iron, and zinc. There are a lot of recipes out there that involve gluten-free that could help you transition smoothly without you having the cravings and still enjoy your food like you would with the gluten food. That's it. So if you are looking forward to start a gluten-free life, all the best. And if you're doing it out of just, you know, I want to be a healthy person and avoid gluten because I feel like it, good luck with that. Also, if you're doing that because you have the symptoms I've mentioned, you might want to see a medical practitioner to help you and guide you through it so you may know exactly what you're doing and you're not just misdiagnosing yourself after hearing from this podcast. So I hope this was helpful and very meaningful to you. If you know someone going through these conditions, you may suggest them this podcast so they can listen, and you may directly contact me. We can have a discussion on that. Have a blessed week and see you on our last 10th episode next week. After that, we're going to go on a break and come back and discuss other things, other interesting things. Now that I believe I've laid the foundation on food, we can go ahead and move to another level. And I'm looking forward to that. I hope that you stay and stick with me. I would appreciate that. So thank you and bye-bye.